WDEL FM presents Rock Concert Interview with Danny Dellaway. Danny's guest today will be Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople. Good evening, this is Danny Dellaway with Rock Concert Interview. Today, my special guest star will be Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople. How you doing, Ian?
Oh, fine, thank you. Doing fine.
Yeah, tell me, how did you get this group started?
It's a very long story. My friends kind of just started up. We all together yet? We've been together since we started.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you when you started?
I was about 19, 20.
You were 19 or 20?
Yes.
Oh, that's a long time ago, huh? How old were you now?
I'm about going 30.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah, it was not a long time there, but we enjoyed it.
So all it was, you were a group of friends and back long ago? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, it was back in Liverpool about 9, 10 years ago. And we just kind of got started with a group, and we kind of enjoyed it. And then we tried to sell a record to a record company. They liked it, and we started making more and more. And we became big.
Tell me, Ian, how do you get along with the others in the group?
We get along mighty fine. We've had a few arguments at a few concert tours and so on, but we've gotten along pretty good. No arguments.
Yeah, I'm sure that, once in a while you have to have an argument.
Oh, yes.
But basically, you get along fine, huh?
Right. Yeah, we get along very good, I might say.
That's pretty good, you know, because it pays to get along, because I know a lot of groups do break up, and, all because of arguments, you know?
Right, because, when we first started out, a few friends of mine lived down the block, had a group going, too, and they kind of had arguments, and they split up, you know?
Yeah, what's one of your favorite albums that you really liked recording?
Well, my favorite album was All the Young Dudes. We appreciated when we did that. We really had a fantastic time doing it. Yeah.
Did anything go wrong when you did it there? Because I know sometimes I've talked to other members of other groups, and, they have a good album, you know, it makes smash and all that, but
right.
A lot of things go wrong, you know, you have to break your back to have that good hit. Huh?
Well, when we did All the Young Dudes, there was one cut we kind of had a little problem with, because every time I went to play the guitar, a string would break on me, and it really caused a lot of problems, and so
right. Yeah, well, oh, tell me, speaking of guitars, where'd you get your H guitar?
Well, it was back in England. We went on a tour here in the States, and we come back, and I wanted to get another guitar. So I went shopping around, me and one of the other guys, and I found an H guitar, and I really fell in love with it, and I bought the thing, and we really had a lot of fun with that, because I could make it make different noises. I think it's better than any of these American guitars.
Right, you really come up with some sounds on that thing, huh?
I really do. I kind of wear down on them, yeah.
How much did you pay for that? Do you mind saying?
No, I don't mind saying at all. I paid about $854, and it's really worth it, too. It's a really nice, fine-sounding guitar.
I tell you, really, it sounds good, and I'll tell you, you really put out a good concert with that. And tell me, speaking of concert, how was your latest concert tour in this part of the States?
Well, we had a nice time. We were playing down south a little, down in Atlanta, Georgia, and we was on stage really doing a good show, at the most we thought we were anyway. People were enjoying themselves, but then everybody started throwing cans on stage, so we just kind of said, we're gonna get off the stage if people keep it up. We asked them to be nice, you know, if you're gonna start trouble, start it outside the place. But they just kept on going, so I laid down my guitar and went off stage.
How are some of your other tours in the USA?
Well, we kind of enjoy touring the United States because it's very civilized. It's very civilized. We played the Garden over in New York when the place was jam-packed, very jam-packed, but we kind of really enjoyed it. We knew, at the most, like I said before, we hoped the people were enjoying the concert too, but we really got down and we kind of really enjoyed it. We did most of the cuts off for all the young dudes, and a lot of people were really hand-clapping their ways to heaven, you know?
Tell me, Ian, where were some of the best places that you'd like to play in the United States? You know, any particular place or places that you really do like to play? You know, you look forward to playing in the United States?
Well, when we did the Garden, I love playing at the Garden because the people are nice there. Played down Atlanta, Georgia. They're kind of rowdy, but they're, in a way, they're a nice crowd.
Well, what about in the Garden? I hear that, they really are pretty rowdy there. No,
not really. You see, at the Garden, most of them, like, they act civilized. They don't act like these animals from the prehistoric times or anything. They're very civilized there. They don't throw chairs all over the place.
Oh, in other words, they show that they appreciate you, in other words.
In other words, like, they're the kind of fans that, you know, at least, you know, they're buying your albums, and when they sit down and listen to them, they really appreciate them, you know.
So when they go wild, it's because they appreciate you, but like you were telling me about Atlanta, Georgia, you did say they were throwing cans on the stage.
Right.
Well, then, that is just, you know, I don't think that's right.
No, see, it's those kind of people that kind of don't really deserve to go to concerts. If they're going to go to a concert, they might as well just sit back and enjoy themselves and do whatever they will, you know. But if it's people like to throw cans at other people and light firecrackers and so on and so forth, then they shouldn't be allowed into the place, you know.
Tell me, have any member of your group ever been hurt by anything like that?
No, not really, not exactly. Except for one time, our bass player, he was, getting down, and somebody threw a glass at him, and it hit him in the leg, but it wasn't that bad. It just ripped his pants, that was all.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I know some groups there, for example, Deep Purple, Richie Blackmore does like to throw a guitar or
right.
A few guitars out in the audience. What do you think of that?
It's their own thing, you know? Like, if they like going throwing guitars around and bashing them up and so on.
What do you think of that, though? Do you think that's right? Just going and bashing
them? We go wild once in a while, like to myself. I do once in a while, too. You know, like, I start wailing that guitar around and swinging it so on and so forth. But that's only when I'm in really good mood, you know, when I think we're putting on a fantastic concert. But otherwise, when they go around throwing amplifiers around and guitars and really breaking up their strings and so on, I wouldn't do that. I don't think it's worth it.
Right, well, that's what I was talking to a few other people there, mainly the public, and they wonder why they do this, and, they gotta keep going out and buying more and more.
They do it for publicity because, like, they think, you know,
to draw attention?
Like, to draw attention, right, to get a bigger crowd and so on. They have nothing else better to do on stage, so they say to themselves, like, you know, let's get a little wild and maybe we'll draw more attention, you know.
So in other words, that's their way of doing it.
Right.
How's your way? Can you tell us your way of...
Well, my way of doing it is just, you know, jumping or moving around on stage is the way I feel a group should be, not, you know, banging drum sets and pushing amplifiers and hitting microphones. Like my friend Alice Cooper... I'm good friends with Alice Cooper, and he says that, like I just said, it's not worth it running around stage and throwing things. Like, he does it for publicity, like I said before, and to draw more attention. He didn't really enjoy doing it, but it was the only way, you know?
Right, well, I guess he wants to stir up the crowd there along with a lot of other
right.
groups. But, I see your point in a way. In other words, if that's what you have to do to draw attention... you know, in other words, your music alone should just draw them, and your appearance, never mind you going wild, you know. So I see what you mean there. And, well, what can I tell you? You know, everybody has their own thing to do, right?
Rock, don't mind me. We just finished off a concert about a week ago, and I was kind of screaming my head off, and I got a sore throat a little there. But, no, you're right there. That's right. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, I know, because I watched Deep Purple was on a few weeks ago in concert. Down in this end, they do broadcast them.
Yes.
And the... Oh, yeah. Blackmore went kind of nuts. He threw an amp off the stage and all that. And, you know, naturally the crowd does cheer. But I'm not saying anything against Deep Purple. They're really good.
Well,
group.
We were in a hotel room one night. We were watching that concert, as a matter of fact, with
really?
Lincoln Palmer and them. And we enjoyed watching, you know, because, like, most people take the opinion that, you know, like, rock stars don't have better groups that they like, you know. But I do find it that I like other groups besides just ours, you know, because you can't just stick to one kind of music.
That's true. Yes, that's true. And like I was saying before, I really do like Deep Purple, but like you said, you know, everybody has their own thing to do. They do their thing. And I want to ask you one more question about Deep Purple, since they do have two new members. What do you think of their two new members now?
Well, the lead singer... he's pretty good. He's not, I think in a way he kind of ruined them. I believe his name is David Cloverdale.
Right, David Cloverdale.
And, I don't know, they're very good. We were talking to John Lord, a few days ago. He's a very nice man. The new members, though, I don't know, I think it kind of changed the group a little, the music, the way of music, you know.
Right, well, it did change quite a bit from what I hear. You know, the singing is a lot different. They got a new bass player, and seems to do a pretty good job. I think everybody's pretty well satisfied with the new Deep Purple. They do sound different. They came out with a new album, Burn, and it seems to be sounding pretty good.
It's far. It's pretty far, you know.
Tell me, you know, what do you think of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? Like, they have a different style of music, and tell what you think. It's more like, it's somewhat electronic, if you know what I mean.
Yes, well, Keith Emerson is very good at the...
he's very good on that organ.
Carl Palmer is very good at the drums. As a matter of fact, I've heard that he synthesizes his drums when he plays.
Really?
And Greg Lake is very good. Very good. I think the music is fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, they made some pretty good hits with their more recent albums. I tell you, they made a big smash on that in concert.
Them
and Deep Purple.
Definitely.
Black Sabbath, too.
Definitely.
Well, getting back to you, and I want to talk to you about your family life. Tell me, what's your wife think about you traveling and around the world, touring and all that? I mean, you are married, right?
Yes, I'm married.
If I'm not mistaken, you have kids, right?
Yes, I have a daughter.
One child?
Yes.
Right, well, tell me what, getting back to your question, tell me what your wife thinks about you traveling around like this.
Well, my wife, she appreciates it in a way, but in another way, she didn't. In other words, like, she's always, you know, getting jealous because she's afraid that I'm... you know, with these other girls, you know, after concerts and before concerts, which isn't exactly true, you know, they're just around to feed us and keep us company, but, you know,
right.
It goes on, you know.
I know what you mean. Well, your wife comes on the tours,
Once in a while.
Once in a while,
she,
right?
Like, because she does have to take care of the little girl there.
But, how old is your daughter?
She's 7.
7?
Yes.
How many concerts do you think you'll be doing this year? Do you know? I'll ask the man.
Well, this summer we got a concert tour coming up for about 2 months, maybe. We're traveling just about.
Yeah,
all
well, you do a lot
states.
Of traveling.
Yes.
How much time do you exactly have with your family? You know.
Well,
do you have much time?
I usually we usually get off about 2 weeks. And then, you know, we got our recordings and our tours. But I usually get to spend about 2 weeks with my family.
Is it really rough has trying to have a family and all that? I mean, you do have a daughter of 7. I mean, I don't know how often she sees you, but...
She sees me maybe, about 4 months out of the whole year, 4 or 5 months out of the whole year, which is very bad. I wish I could see her more, but, you know.
Do you think that your daughter will someday get into this music scene there? Maybe she'll
well,
either be with you, I don't know, she might be kind of old then.
She does play piano.
She really she piano. Does?
Yes, she's very good at it.
She's into music that much?
She's very into music. She's very into music. Like, she doesn't listen to our music all the time, though. She's got her other groups like Ringo Starr, you know, and the other Beatles.
Oh, well, I imagine she just can't stick to one type of music or just to your group. It's good to have a mixed variety, right? You were just saying that before.
It's very good to have a mixed variety. Because if you stick to your own group, you know, like me, if I were to stick to my own music, you'd drive me, you know, bananas, because that's all I do is listen to it every time I go to a concert or when we record, you know.
Do you tell me, do you think maybe someday your daughter might be in a group of her own, you know? I mean, well, you know what I mean? Like Carly Simon.
Well, that's what I've hoped for. That's what I've hoped for.
Do you really want that?
I wouldn't mind it at all. I think it'd be really nice, you know. Because like a lot of females have been starting their own groups now, just like we said, Carly Simon and Judy Collins and so on. So I think it'd be really nice if my daughter could take up, you know, her own group.
Yes, that would be nice. And well, she's young right now, but maybe in a few years, you never know.
Right.
Okay, and we'll be back to you in just a minute. Right now, we are going to take a station break.
Oh. This is WDEL FM 108.3.
Okay, we're back here. This is Danny Dellaway with Rock Concert Interview. My guest today is Ian Hunter from the group Mott the Hoople. Ian, you still there?
Yeah,
he's there. Okay, and tell me, where does your family exactly live?
Well, we live about 7 or 8 miles away from Liverpool. It's very nice out there. It's like a countryside.
And well, how often do you get to go to your house there? I mean, you're always on tour. I mean, do you know what it looks like?
Well, we're always on tour, but. No, I do get to the house at least 2 or 3 times a week, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good, you know. I got to see your family and all that. And do you plan to have any other kids?
Not right now. Maybe in the near future, but not right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right now you're kind of tied up.
Yeah.
I don't think you have time. What are you working on right now? Are you working on a new album?
Well, we're getting ready to start on a new album. We haven't exactly picked out a name for it yet. But we're getting ready to start on a new album there in about another month.
That sounds good. It's and I hope it's going to be a big success for you.
It's supposed to be a double album. We hope it's
double album?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I think the public's waiting for that.
Yeah, we hope anyway.
Do you know when your next concert is? You saying before about a tour next month or something?
In the summer.
In the summer?
Around the end of June. Around the end of the month.
Do you know where yet?
No, they never let us know until the last day.
Really?
Know?
Is that true?
That's what gets us really mad there, you know, because we want to know what kind of crowd we're facing up to. All we know is it's out in the west somewhere. We don't know if it's in Iowa, Utah, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. If you do ever come around here, we are going to announce where to get tickets and, let the public know that you are in the area. And you let me know there. You stop in and let me know.
Sure, we give you a call there.
Yeah, give us a call there. And we'd like to know when you're going to come back. Maybe you're going to go to the Coliseum. Have you ever been to the Coliseum, by the way?
Yeah,
I know you played in the Garden.
We played in the Coliseum once, just once out of our whole career so far. It was a very nice crowd. They weren't rowdy at all.
Yeah, they have everything pretty well under control in the Coliseum. The garden, you know, they're a little more.
The garden, you can get away with anything. You can murder a person and just sit there and laugh, and the cops wouldn't even do anything.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Do you really like playing in the garden? I know you said before that you did.
I do. I like playing in the garden. It's a very nice crowd. Very nice.
What do you think of the sound? You know, the way everything's set up, the way the quality and all that.
Well,
do you think
you see,
good quality?
If it wasn't for the big amps, you know, the big Marshall amps and so on, we would sound like garbage. We would sound like something out of a sewer. But we got the Marshall amps and all this big electrical stuff, you know. Like, I'm not into electronics. Wish I was, but I ain't. But I tell you, it's very good though, because it makes us sound what we are, you know. Because if we had the regular amps, just playing with the regular amps, we'd sound like nothing. You know?
Right, well, you do need a lot of power to fill up that garden there.
You need a lot of it.
I tell you, the garden, the way it's built and all that, you got pretty well sound out of it.
It's,
you know,
like
you got
a giant
good sound.
It's like a giant football field.
Right, that's exactly right.
You need a lot of equipment to make
it. Right, just with a roof over, right?
Right.
But most groups do sound pretty good, and they really don't have too much problems with the sounding. They seem to make out all
right. Right.
And looks like you've made out all right.
I'll tell you, if there was no ceiling in the garden, we'd probably rock all of New York and New Jersey.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt that
make
at all.
Make the Empire State Building look like it just came out of the ground, you know.
Well, I got a new set of buildings, the Twin Towers down there. Heard about them. They're the biggest now.
Yeah.
For a while, anyway. And
the United States is pretty hard to predict, you know, like. Like when we were out here last year, we were playing out west, and it was raining on one side of the highway, but it was dry like you wouldn't believe on the other side. That's where the United States.
Tell me, what do you think of the people of the United States? I mean, in general, in your opinion, do you like to come here and play?
I like it. I like the United States very much. I wouldn't say it's better than England, but I like it very much for one fact that the people out here are civilized and they know where their heads are at. You know, like in England, all the people do is just run around and bump into people. But out here in the United States, I think it's very nice. A lot of things are expensive out here, like food and so on, but the people, like, you know, if they hit somebody, at least the most to say, excuse me, out in England, they just say, sorry, I didn't see it.
Well, tell me, did you notice a change from New York City to here? We are now in Montclair, and it's a lot different than New York City. It's more like the country, more or less like the country.
Right.
I mean, so they say. It's the city, but I mean, you go to New York City, you come here, you know, the houses have separated a little bit.
Yeah, well, you see, Montclair, we were out here yesterday, walking around for a while, visiting, like, the older parts of Montclair, and I found it very nice. It's like a town I'd like to live in, you know? Like England, London, and Liverpool, it's pathetic. Like, the people, you know, they have no room to walk. There's no countrysides in Liverpool or London at all. Just outside the towns. It's why I'd rather prefer living out here, because you got more open space, you know?
Really? You are living right now a few miles from Liverpool, you did say, and, what's your family think of the USA, do you know? Would they rather move out here, or would they rather stay there? I mean,
My wife, she can never make up her mind. My daughter says she'd rather live out here.
Really?
Yes, my wife, you know, like, we've been, you know, across Europe and so on. She says she loves it out there, but she loves it out here, she likes it here, she likes it there. So she really doesn't have her mind made up. But my daughter, she loves the United States. She thinks it's very nice, the people are kind and so on, you know.
Well, you've been out to California. What do you think out in California?
Well, I haven't seen all of California. I've only seen Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and down that way. But from what I did see, I liked it. The people out in California, like, we played at UCLA, and we locked it, and the people were really nice out there, you know.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear that you do like the USA and the people here, because that counts, and that'll bring you back quite a few more times, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, good if the people don't like you, or they, you know, they're not the right kind of people for you. Well, why would you come out, right?
Right. It's all good there.
What other countries have you played in, you enjoy and enjoy playing in, you know?
We've played in England plenty of times.
Oh, I imagine England, yeah.
We've played in one place in Ireland. We've played in Germany, Austria, and also out in Tokyo.
You really? How was that in Tokyo?
The people out there, it's surprising. They talk English very good.
Really?
They, not all of them, but most of the teenagers out there talk a lot of English. Because we were playing in Tokyo there one time, and, you know, they give out backstage passes for the kids to come backstage and talk and whatever. And they come backstage, and we were talking with them. And it really surprised me how good English they talk, you know. It was really...
That's something. I think the teenagers... I don't know if they're required, but they are, you know, kind of pushed to learn the English language. I do know that.
Well, they are in most countries now.
Yeah, they are starting in a lot of countries.
Like, I've
now
noticed out here that they speak different languages too, that they teach them in school. German,
oh, yes.
Spanish,
the schools do offer a lot of different languages.
Right.
But,
I'll tell you one thing, you got a better school system out here than we got out there.
Really?
Yes, it's more organized out here. Because out there, like,
get away with
it's,
more.
Yeah, well, out of here we get away with, out here you get away with more, right. I should say. My daughter, when we were out here on tour about a year ago maybe, she went to school. They, you know, I wanted to send her just to see what it was like.
Right.
And she says they get away with murder. They whistle out the teachers and so on, you know. Out there, if we ever whistled out the teachers, I think they'd mock us silly.
Well, I mean, just because, well, I'm not going to put the USA down. I mean, this doesn't sound right. Well, we got to learn a lot while we're idiots or not.
No.
I mean, we learned, too. Well, school back then, for me, it was quite a few years ago. But I do know what you mean there. I never went to school in England, but I do hear the European schools are a little, you know, they don't take too much. You know what I mean?
Well, and in Germany... In Germany, when we were out there, my daughter went to go to school there. She went to almost every school in the world, I should say. But when we were out there, she said that when the teacher walks into class, they gotta stand up. And I don't think that's right. I think that's absolutely wrong. They shouldn't make them do that.
Right. Well, I tell you, over in the USA here, you know, it's kind of, well, we have, it's not like, the teacher, you know, is the king or the boss, and the children just have to learn. It's more like, how can I put it? Enough, you know what I'm talking about. They're closer together, in other words. You know what I mean? They have an understanding. In other words, you know, it's like a teacher that teach the lesson, and then that's it. You get it, you get it. You don't, you don't. We have a lot more facilities here, and
true. You have a lot more recreation facilities, and between the teachers and the students, I think it's more of a friendship than it is just a, you know, just
right. That's it too. A friendship in a way. You're right. And well, this is our method, and it seems to work. I mean, there's a lot of different methods, and you can't knock any of them. You know, each country has their own method, and so far, I think each country is doing all
right. I agree with that 100%.
So, you did say you did like the life out here, and
it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm going to ask you, what do you think of the life out in Tokyo, the way they live? I hear it's really crowded and things like that.
True. There's people standing on top of people, you know. Like, there's no room to walk. Never get any sleep because all this is screaming and yelling. It's not civilized at all.
No?
No. I think it's half human being and half animal, you know? Because all people do is beat up people, kill people, and I think that's absolutely horrible. But as for the teenagers, I think they're civilized.
Well, that's good. You know, the now generation, they better be civilized.
Right.
You know, that's going to count in the future.
Yeah, right.
Tell me, Ian, about your equipment. We want to get back to your equipment there. Just about how much do you have? You have a lot of equipment that you have to tug around all the time.
All the time. It's really funny though, because it takes them 7 hours to pack it all in the trucks, and it takes them about 6 hours to get it out. And it's funny the way you think of it.
It's really expensive, though. I imagine you really have to be careful, you know?
If anybody ever dropped one of my amplifiers, I think I'd hit him right over the head with the guitar.
Really?
Yes.
You'd rather keep every last bit, right?
Most groups go
in good condition.
Most groups go for the cheap stuff, and we go for more or less expensive equipment, you know, like these giant 550-watt amps and so on, you know, the special made in these very special cases and so on, you know.
And you wouldn't want any of them damaged, huh?
No,
I mean,
not at all.
I imagine you can go out and buy any of them anytime, but that's not the thing, that you keep buying them and all that. You want to keep what you have. And I want to ask you another thing, like your guitar. Like, I was wondering about this. All right, for example, Richie Blackmore, now, he play, you know, has a guitar, and he'll throw it away or something, get another one. Don't you think that, you know, you like to break in a guitar? Do you know what I mean? You know, like you have your own instrument.
Yes.
You'd rather keep it. You think you'd play better just on something that you've practiced,
well,
the
you
same
see,
thing?
You see, I have two guitars. I have two guitars, a regular and an H. And the regular guitar, I've broken in. I've never done anything to it, you know. I've broken a few strings on it, but that's really no problem. My H guitar, I'm breaking in now too, you know.
Well, that's very good, and it's good to break them in instead of breaking them over someone's head or something like that. Okay, Ian, it was really nice talking to you, and I'm really honored to have you as a guest on this rock concert interview. And I hope you come back with us soon, okay?
It was really nice talking with you. Take care.
Thank you. This was Rock Concert Interview with me, Danny Dellaway. Thank you. Rock Concert Interview with Danny Dellaway, a production of WDEL Incorporated. This is WDEL FM, your best in music station, 108.3 on your FM dial.